感謝主，我們繼續用神的話語來到敬拜。神的話語在羅馬書第四章一至八節，請聽我讀。如此說來，我們的祖宗亞伯拉罕憑著肉體得了什麼呢？倘若亞伯拉罕是因行為稱義，就有可夸的，只是在神面前并无可夸。经常说什么呢？说亚伯拉罕信神，这就是算他为他的义。做工的得工价，不算恩典，乃是该得的。唯有不做工的，只信称罪人为义的神，他的信就算为义。正如大卫称那在行为以外蒙神算的为义的人是有福的。他说得赦免其过遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。主不算为有罪的人，这人是有福的。这是神的话语。很高兴今天我们有Eric 周岩弟兄为我们正道，他的正道就是他的题目就是英文是说 The right kind of faith， 真确的信。我们请周岩弟兄。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father God, you are so amazing good to us.
亲爱的天父，你是何等的奇妙。
God, I thank you for this opportunity to speak to your church.
谢谢你让这个机会能够对我们的教会会有说来讲道。
And as we look into this topic of faith,
当我们看到用信这样一个主题的时候
，God, it is so important for us to understand.Where it comes from.
我们要真的是非常重要，我们要需要知道这个信是从何而来。
And why we have this faith.
为什么我们有这样一个信。
And why we can have the right kind of faith.
为什么我们需要一个正确的信。
And so, Father God, I humbly ask that you would put me lower.
亲爱天父，我们在这里特别谦卑地向你祈求。
So that you are lifted up and that you are glorified.
降卑我们，使我们能够将你的升高，使你能够升高。
And that it is your spirit speaking through me and not my own words.
使你得荣耀，也借着你的圣灵来经由我们来传讲你的话语。
And so, Father God, thank you so much for this time of worship.
亲爱的天父，我们再次感谢你，让我们有这样子敬拜你的时间。
To search the scriptures.
来研读圣经。
To know you more.
来多认识你。
And to love you more.
能够更爱你。
And we pray all of these things in your son's Jesus' name.
我们将感谢祷告乃是奉靠我主耶稣基督的圣名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So what is the right kind of faith?
什么是正确的信?
You know, as Christians, this is probably one of the most important concepts we have to understand.
当你成为一个基督徒的时候，这是你最重要的一个问题。
And almost all the letters written to the early church in the New Testament,
在新约的书信当中，所有写给众教会的书信当中，
almost all of them they talk about faith.
每一封书信都谈到信的问题。
And if you look in your Bible at the very back, the concordance,
你如果你的圣经在最后有经文汇编的话，
and if you look up faith,
你如果看有关于信的经文，
you'll see all these passages just talking about faith.
你看到所有的经文都是谈到，有许多的经文谈到信。
And if I were to preach a whole sermon on faith, we would be here for a long, long time.
我们如果今天只光光讲信的这个课题，那个论题的话，可能会很长的时间。
But I believe it is important to start with at least a basic and fundamental understanding.
但是我们今天要把最重要、最基础有关于信的问题把它讲清楚。
And to understand that, we see in Romans chapter 4, verse 3.
我们就在罗马书四章一到三第章四章三节里面说的。
As Deacon Allen just read, the scriptures say that Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness.
四章三节罗马书经上说什么呢？亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
And so where does it say in the scriptures that it says that?
圣经里面到底在哪里说到这样一件事呢?
It says it in Genesis. In Genesis.
事实上是从创世纪而来的。
If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to Genesis chapter 15.
如果你把圣经打开到创世纪第十五章。
And so as you're turning there, let me just give you a brief background.
这一段的经文的背景是这样子的。
You see, the Jewish people, they highly regarded Abraham as their forefather.
犹太人把亚伯翰成为他们的族长。
And he's a highly respected figure in their culture, in their faith.
他在以色列文化当中受到极大的尊敬。
In Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 to 3,
创世纪十二章二到三节,
this is what God promises to Abraham.
神这样子应许亚伯拉罕。
And he says, I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you the families of the earth shall be blessed.
十二章二到三节，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福与他。那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
And so for the next few chapters, we see Abraham, he's traveled for so many years to different places.
我们看到在底下这几章，亚伯翰在各地旅行，到从不同的地方搬迁到另外一个地方。
And all this time, he's always being reminded of God's promise of blessing to him.
不管他在什么地方，他总是记得神的祝福是与他同在。
And he knows that God will make his name great and give him a great nation.
他也知道神要叫他的名为大，要让他成为大国。
And even right before chapter 15, we see that he wins a big war for King Melchizedek.
我们在看到在十五章之前，他战胜了在麦基洗德王面前战胜了一次征战。
And the king even offers to pay him in so many riches and blessings.
那战胜之后，这些王都想要用不同的方法来把金钱奉献给他。
And even then, Abraham still says, "No, I'm not even going to take a sandal strap, like a sandal, that little strap for the sandal."
他说我从你们这边我连绑鞋的鞋带我都不愿意拿。
Because I believe my blessings and riches will only come from God.
因为我相信我的祝福，我的财富都是从神而来。
And so we come to chapter 15.
所以我们来到十五章。
Something very interesting happens.
我们看到很有趣的一件事情发生了。
You see, for so many years, Abraham has been waiting and waiting for the promise of God.
在这么多年以来，亚伯拉罕一直在等待神的应许能够实现。
And we read, starting in verse 1, After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision. Fear not, Abraham, I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great.
创世纪十五章第一节，这事以后，耶和华在异象中有话对亚伯兰说，亚伯兰，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大赏赐你。
And we see how God is saying, Don't worry, I will cover you. I will protect you, Abraham.
我们看到耶和华在这边告诉亚伯兰说，我要保护你，我要庇护你。
But Abraham said,
但是亚伯兰说,
O Lord God, what will you give me for I continue childless and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus?
但是亚伯兰说, 主耶和华, 我既无子, 你还赐我什么呢?
And Abraham said, Behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household will be my heir.
那十五章三节说, 亚伯兰又说, 你没有给我儿子, 那生在我家中的人就是我的后嗣。
And so Abraham is very tired of waiting.
所以亚伯翰我们可以看到他已经等得不耐烦了。
He's about 100 years old now.
他将近100岁了。
And he decides, I think it's time for me to do something about it.
他决定说我现在要做一些事情来改变神的心意。
See, the problem was that Abraham at 100 years old still did not have any children.
亚伯兰已经将近100岁，他到现在还没有后嗣。
So how could God possibly bless him with a great nation when he doesn't have a single child?
所以神告诉他，你将来要成为大国，为什么到了他100岁的时候，连个儿子都没有？
I don't have a family yet, but I'm pretty sure if I want to have ancestors, I need to have a family first. I need to have at least kids, right?
Eric 他到现在还没有儿女，所以他如果要成为将来成为一个大国，要成为很多人的祖宗的话，他需要先有一个儿子开始。
And I make a joke of this, but for Abraham, that's a very serious thing for him.
但是对亚伯拉罕来讲，这是一件非常非常严重的问题。
So this is what Abraham does. He plans to adopt this guy named Eliezer. He plans to adopt him, Eliezer.
他决定他要收养他的仆人 以利以谢.
And if you don't know who Eliezer is, that's okay, because this is the only time he's mentioned in Genesis.
你如果不晓得以利以谢是谁，没关系，圣经里面创世纪里面就出现过这么一次。
So most likely he's a very trusted servant of Abraham.
所以很有可能他就是一个亚伯兰非常信任的一个仆人。
And Abraham decides to make this servant his adopted son.
亚伯兰就想要收养他，成为他的后嗣。
Because if God cannot provide him with his own son, then he's just going to make one of his own.
所以他觉得神，你如果没有办法给我你所赐的后嗣的话。 那我就自己来找一个后嗣来承继我的产业。
And so Abraham is ready to fulfill his own promise by having an adult get ready to have kids for him.
所以亚伯兰就决定他想要找一个人来代替他，所以他有办法承宗接代，继续的延续他的后裔。
But God says something very interesting right after this.
所以神告诉他一件很有趣的事。
You see, Abraham's frustrated and he has this idea.
那我们看到亚伯兰非常的失望，非常的绝望，所以他才会有这样一个想法。
But it said in verse 4, And behold, the word of the Lord came to Abraham and said, This man should not be your heir, your very own son shall be your heir.
创世纪15章4节, 耶和华又有话对他说，这人必不成为你的后嗣，你本身所生的才成为你的后嗣。
And he says to Abraham, That's not going to happen.
那他告诉亚伯兰说，你不可以把这个人收养成为你的儿子，来让他成为传宗接代的方法，成为他的后嗣。Because
what's going to happen instead?
那即将产生的是什么事情呢？
Is I will provide you your very own natural born son.
我会让你自己有一个亲生的儿子。
Even though you're 100 years old.
虽然你已经100岁。
Even though your wife is currently barren.
虽然你的 妻子到现在还没有为你生下任何一个儿子。You
will still have your own son.
你还是会有你自己的儿子。So
don't make this random guy named Eliezer your adopted son.
不要随便就从你的仆人当中找到以利以谢来成为你自己的后裔。And
in verse 5, God brought him outside and said, Look toward heaven and number the stars if you are able to number them.
15章5节说，于是 领他走到外边说，你向天观看，数算众星，能数得过来吗？
And so Abraham, he goes outside, and it's obviously nighttime.
所以很明显的，当时就在晚上，亚伯兰走到帐篷之外。
And compelled by God, he looks upward.
他就往上看，因为神叫他往上看。
And he sees the numerous stars.
他看到了许多的星星。
And God says, try counting them.
神告诉他，你试着数数看。
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can't count all of them.
你没有办法数尽这些星辰。
And that's the point.
这就是神的要让他知道一件事。
Then God said to him, So shall your offspring be.
神就对他说，你的后裔将要如此。
And so as Abraham is looking at the sky and being magnified by the number of stars in the sky.
所以当亚伯兰举天观看，看到众多的星星的时候，
he sees the glory of God and the promise to him.
他看到神的荣耀以及神的应许。
And God reminds him, Yes, my promise will just be as glorious as what
神提醒他, 我应许你的就是像那天上星要这样子。
And in verse 6, we see one of the most important passages in all of Scripture.
我们看到在六节是在创世纪里面最重要的一段经文。
And he believed the Lord, Abraham believed the Lord, and he, God, counted to him as righteousness.
15章6节，亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
I'll read it one more time with the correct pronouns. And Abraham believed the Lord, and the Lord counted to Abraham as righteousness.
亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就把亚伯兰称为一个义人，称他为义。If
you want to like debate who counted who as righteous, we can talk afterwards, and I'll just show you my Hebrew paper.
那如果你还不晓得说到底是谁称谁为义的话，等下会后你可以来找Eric。
I'm almost definite that it is God counted Abraham as righteousness.
所以我们这边可以看到说，希伯来文原文是说，神算耶和华算亚伯兰为义人。
And we'll definitely talk about that later on.
我们等一下可以再继续在这点上面。
But I want to point one of the most important words and one of the most important verses.
我们在这边可以看到有一段。这段非常重要经文当中里面最重要的一句话。
This word believe, does anybody happen to know what the original Hebrew word is?
在这里就是有没有人知道原文希伯来文的意思是什么？
Okay, so remember, this verse, what it does, it brings together this idea of faith and righteousness and puts them together.
所以这段经文就把信跟义这两件事情把它放在一起。
So this word believe,is also translated as faith.
所以这件相信这个字，原文这件相信这个字也是信仰的意思，也是信。
But does anyone know what the Hebrew word is?
但是有没有人知道希伯来文原文的意思是什么？
I can almost 100% guarantee you have all heard of this word.
我相信你们每一个人都听过这句话。
It is the word we say.At the end of every prayer.
这句话就是我们在每次祷告完之后所说的结尾的话。
This word believed is Amen.
这句话就是我们在最后祷告之后所说的 Amen.
In Hebrew. And what makes this so important is this word only appears once in all the history of Abraham.
那这句话在亚伯翰的他一生的历史当中只出现过这么一次。
And so...In the Bible, if you see words multiple times, it probably means you need to pay attention to this word.
所以你如果在圣经里面看到一个字一次又一次再次重复的出现，那可能是这句话很重要，这个字很重要，所以我们必须要注意。
But depending on the Hebrew word, and if it only appears one time,
但是这个字在希伯来文里面就出现过这么一次。
That means it has a special significance in its place in Scripture.
那表示说它在圣经里面有独特的地位以及它的重要性。
So Abraham, he believed, he said Amen to what God promised him.
所以亚伯兰对神所说的事情说 Amen.
And so when we say Amen, we're saying yes, we believe in what God has promised us.
所以当我们在祷告的时候我们说阿们事实上是我们相信神所应许的我们也愿意承认我们所信的。
It is a combination of belief and faith and put them together and that's what Amen is.
所以阿们事实上是我们相信而且我们也真确的信靠。
And so this faith that's counted as righteousness, right, the second part,
所以这个信就是完全的信靠的意思。
It requires at least three things.
所以起码在这里有三件事情我们可以确定。
So the first thing is we need to have faith in what God can do.
所以第一个我们要对神所能做的事情要有信心。
And in order to have faith in what God can do, you have to believe in God.
所以要真的对神有信心，你必须要相信神。
If we go back to Romans chapter 4,
如果我们再次回到罗马书第四章
See, Abraham, he could have just said, I don't believe in what God can do for me anymore.
所以亚伯兰当时他可以说我不再相信耶和华能够为我做任何的事情。
And he could have chose to ignore God and continue with his plan of adopting Eliezer.
他可以不管神那个时候所告诉他的任何的应许继续来收养以利谢成为他的后嗣。
But we see in Romans chapter 4 verse 17.
但是罗马书第四章十七节这样告诉我们。
As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. This is what God said to Abraham. In the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist. In hope he believed against hope that he should become the father of many nations, as he has been told,So shall your offspring be.
罗马书十七十八节，四章十七十八节，亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫死人复活、使无变为有的神。他在主面前做我们世人的父，如经上所记：“我已立你做多国的父。”他在无可指望的时候，因信仍有指望，就得以做多国的父，正如先前所说：“你的后裔将要如此。”
And it goes on to explain that Abraham did not, in verse 19, did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead since he was about 100 years old.
所以他在19节的时候继续的解释，他近百岁的时候虽然想到自己的身体如同已死，撒拉的生育已经断绝，但是他的信心还是不软弱。
Or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb.
他也想到当时撒拉的生育已经断绝。
Verse 20, no distrust made him waver considering the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith and he gave glory to God.
二十节，反而仰望神的应许，总没有因不信心里起疑惑，反倒因信心信。反倒因信心里得坚固，将荣耀归给神。
Fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised, that is why his faith was counted to him as righteousness.
且满心相信神所应许的必能做成，所以这就算为他的义。
So when we think things are utterly hopeless,
所以当我们对世上许多事情看似似乎完完全全绝望的时候，
faith means we put our hope in God.
信就表示我们把所有的信仰信托全部交在神的身上。
This is the same faith that Abraham had and that we can have.
这就是亚伯翰当时他有的信心，也是我们应当有的信心。
And this is the same faith that is counted to us as righteousness.
那这样的信心也是那使我们能够成为义的信心。
So let me explain that, because God obviously did not promise all of us many nations and many great names.
所以很明显的，神没有亲自向我们应许我们要成为多国的父。
But he did promise something for everybody.
但是他应许我们每一个人都一样的。
It is salvation from our sin.
就是让我们使我们能够从罪中得救。
It is because we are so deep in sin and we are so against God.
我们现在是陷在罪中，如此深深的陷在罪中，而且我们是与神对敌对。
And a holy and perfect and good God cannot do anything with sin.
这位圣洁完全的神没有办法接受我们这有罪的身体。
But he desires for all sinners to reconcile and be with him.
但是他愿意我们这所有的罪人与他和好，能够来到他面前。
And so he has offered a plan of salvation for all sinners.
他把这样救赎的计划让所有的世人，所有的罪人都可以得着。
Our faith is not in just the promise of God, because God promises that.
我们的信不光只是对神相信有神。
But God has also fulfilled that through His Son Jesus Christ.
我们更要相信神，我们要信神，神用他的儿子使他让我们得到救赎。
So let's look at another passage.
那我们再来看另外一处的经文。
In Galatians chapter 3,
加拉太书三章,
Paul goes on to write to a different church.
神, 保罗写给, 另外一个教会一封书信。
And he says to them, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? It was before your eyes that Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified. Let me ask you only this. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing with faith?
加拉太书三章一到二节，无知的加拉太人啊，耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前，谁又迷惑了你们呢？我只要问你们这一件，你们受了圣灵是因循律法呢，是因听福音呢？
And so continue in verse 3, are you so foolish? Having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh? Did you suffer so many things in vain? If indeed, if it was in vain,Does he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you do so by works of the law or by hearing with faith?
三节，你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？你们是这样的无知吗？你们受苦如此之多，都是突然的，难道突然吗？难道果真是突然的吗？那赐给你们圣灵又在你们中间行异能的，是因你们行律法呢？是因你们听福音，听信福音呢？
So let me explain the background or the context for this.
我们来看一下这段经文的背景。
Because when you read it, it's like, did Paul just call the Galatians a bunch of dummies?
他这边看起来，保罗好像在称呼加拉太教会的人不是很聪明。
Well, yes, he did. He called them dummies.
他对的，他真的是觉得他们这些人 真的不是很聪明。
The reason why is because this is what was happening to the early church in Galatia.
因为这就是在初代教会当时所发生的一些事情。
You see, remember when Jesus was being crucified, so many people were actually there to witness that.
当时在耶稣基督被钉十字架的时候，许多人在那边亲眼见到。
And so they saw with their own eyes Jesus being crucified on the cross.
他们亲眼看到耶稣基督他本人被钉在十字架上。
And they saw him die and buried.
他们也看到他死了，被埋葬。
And then, 3 days later, a lot of the same people saw Jesus rose from the grave.
但是三天之后，也有许多人一样的看到他从坟墓中复活。
And walk among them.
而且在他们当中行走。
And continue to live with them for the next 40 days.
而且继续的在以下的40天当中与他们一起生活。
And ascend to heaven.
然后最后升天。
And so the disciples of Jesus and many witnesses began to spread the good news, the gospel of Jesus.
所以耶稣基督的门徒还有许多跟从他的人在那个时候就开始把这样一个好消息传到各地去。
Because now they saw that Jesus, with the authority of God, was able to defeat sin and death on the cross.
所以他们看到耶稣基督，他们带着神的权柄，能够战胜死亡的权柄。
And that he came so that we put our faith in him for the atonement of our own sins.
所以只要我们信他，我们就可以得着他所赐给我们的这样一个救赎。
Except the problem was after Jesus left and went back to heaven, some people forgot.
但是问题是，当耶稣死后复活升天之后，过了好几年，许多人忘记了。
Or some of them kind of got confused about what Jesus did.
或是搞不清楚。
And some of them just, they maybe just ignored or they made up some things.
所以他们有些人可能甚至把耶稣基督复活这件事情把他忘记了，轻视了，然后自己设立了一些其他的规定。
And so a lot of the Jewish people, they were teaching the Gentiles, the other races.
所以当以色列人他们在教导当时的一群外邦人的时候，
And they were teaching that, oh, in order to be saved from your sin, you had to be like Jewish people.
所以他告诉这些外邦人，你如果要得救的话，你就要跟犹太人一样。
And Jewish people, we have this thing called the law.
那犹太人呢，有一件非常重要的事情，就是要守律法。
Not just any law, this is God's law.
那这个律法是神所赐的。
And it's so important you follow this law so that you can be saved and be good with God again.
所以你们如果要得到拯救的话，最重要的事情就是要行律法。
And so the Gentiles, the non-Jewish people, they thought, oh, okay, that makes complete sense.
那这些刚信主的外邦人就觉得说，对，这样听起来蛮有道理的。
If I want to be with God, I also need to follow God's law.
那他们就觉得说，我如果要跟随这位神的话，那我就要遵循神的律法。
The problem is, if they follow God's law, then what was the point of Jesus dying on the cross?
他们如果是靠着律法来得救的话，那耶稣岂不是白白死在十字架上吗？
And they became foolish Galatians.
那就变成了不聪明的加拉太人。
Because they forgot Jesus has completed and fulfilled the law.
因为耶稣已经成全了律法。
He has done everything perfectly.
他已经完成律法所有的要求。
So that we don't have to do it.
所以我们不用再完成律法上面的要求。
We don't have to try in vain and struggle to try and fulfill this impossible requirement.
我们不用再这样白白的努力去想要达成这个永远没有办法达到律法的要求。
It is no longer necessary for us to do it again.
我们不需要再重做一次。
Because there is no point.
因为根本就没有这样的需要。
The only thing we have to do is believe Jesus has done it.
我们唯一需要做的就是相信耶稣基督他已经为我们成就了。
And that requires a lot of faith.
所以这需要许多的信。
You see, remember Abraham, he knew that God promised him something.
所以我们想到亚伯拉罕知道神已经应许了他。
And remember, he also thought God would take care of him, right?
而且他也相信神会看顾保守他。
And that he didn't have to do a single thing.
所以他什么事都不需要做。
He just had to trust and believe and put his faith.
他只要信靠来遵守神。
But after many years, he forgot.
但是经过许多年，他忘记了。
And he tried to do something about it.
他试着要靠自己的力量。
And he was actually very angry. That's why he wanted to do something about it.
所以他非常的生气，所以他想要靠自己的努力来达
成。But God reminds him again.
但是神再次提醒他。
That I will fulfill my promise to you.
我会成全我的应许。
And he did. And we see that now because of the Jewish people here.
那我们现在看到的，因为我们以色列民族继续的延续了下来。
If you think God hasn't promised or kept his promise to Abraham, then you just tell me if Jewish people exist or not.
那你如果不相信的话，你就只要看一看犹太人是不是现在还存在。
And even in Florida, I know a lot of our students, they get Jewish holidays off. I mean, that's a pretty good fulfillment of promise.
那我们现在在学校里面，我们也都这样子，也顺便享受到这样的福气。犹太人假期的时候，我们就可以放假。
And so, God does fulfill his promise to his people.
神确实会达成他所应许给他子民的祝福。
In Galatians chapter 3, verse 7 through 9,
加拉太书三章七节。
Know then that it is those of faith who are the sons of Abraham, and the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, And you shall all the nations be blessed. So then those who are of faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith.
加拉太书三章七节到九节。所以你们要知道，那以信为本的人就是亚伯拉罕的子孙，并且圣经既然预先看明神要叫外邦人因信称义，就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕，说万国都必因你得福。可见那以信为本的人和有信心的亚伯拉罕一同得福。
So the promise of the gospel was already prepared for Abraham.
所以福音的应许早已为亚伯拉罕预备。
And is now being fulfilled for all of us today.
现在已经在我们每一个人的身上已经成就。
In Galatians 3, verse 23,
所以加拉太书三章二十一节,
Now before faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So then the law was our guardian until Christ came in order that we might be justified by faith.
三章二十三节到二十四节, 但这因信得救的道的理还未来已先, 我们被看守在律法之下, 直圈到那将来的真道显明出来，这样律法是我们蒙训的师父引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。
So the law, yes, it did keep God's people weighed down.
所以事实上律法帮助神的子民能够被圈在里面。
It essentially kept them trapped, imprisoned.
所以让他们关在像一个牢狱一样。
Because it was impossible to do.
因为根本就没有办法完成。
And so it was guarding us until who came.
但是这保守我们直到耶稣基督来到这个世上。
It was until Christ came.
耶稣基督来到这个世上。
And so now Christ has came in verse 25, but now the faith has come, the faith of Christ has come, we are no longer under a guardian, we are no longer under the law.
三章二十五节，但这因信得救的理既然来到，我们就从此就不在师父的手下了。
For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith.
所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。
For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。
There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is no male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
因并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise.
你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的了。
So let me give you the Chinese Baptist Church translation of verse 28.
所以对我们商务权。教会的这句话应该怎么解释？
There's no Mandarin or Cantonese.
不管你是讲中国语或是讲广东话。
There's no child or elder.
不管你是小孩或是年纪大的。
There's no deacon or first time visitor.
不管你是执事或是你第一次来到我们当
中。See, we are all one in Christ Jesus.
我们都是在耶稣基督里面合而为一的。
And so we have to remember this promise of Christ extends to every single person.
我们要记得这样子的应许是到所有每一个人的身上。
So what is that? How do we apply this idea of faith?
我们要怎么样子把这样一个信的这种概念把它推展到我们的生活当中呢？
I want to remind you that we need to try and stop trying to save ourselves.
我们要首先我们要停止靠着我们自己的力量来使我们得到拯救。
See, there is no amount of work you can do to free yourself from sin.
不管你在做多少的工作，你都没有办法让你自己脱去罪的束缚。
No amount of work can make you righteous before a holy God.
你再多的行为都没有办法让你从神那边领受被称义。
Christians, no amount of meetings or teaching or training or serving or offering will make you righteous before God.
不管你是开会，你是受训，你是教导，你是在奉献。你不管做多少事都没有办法让你更亲近神。
So I want to remind you, is it because you have faith in God and that you do all these things?
我想要在这里提醒大家，是因为你爱神所以你才做这些事呢？
And not the other way around?
而不是另外一个方法。
So do you trust God has already blessed you with the promise of salvation of sin?
你如果相信神已经将这样子救恩降到你的身上，
And this faith, this belief, this amen, and this promise has compelled you to say, yeah, I do want to worship and continue serving.
所以这样的信，你当你说阿们的时候，事实上是你心里面心悦诚服，愿意把自己献上当作活祭，来更多的来服侍神。
To further the kingdom of God and to spread the gospel and the good news.
使神的国度能够扩展，使福音能够广传。
Because I believe this good news has already applied to me.
所以我们相信这样子的福音，这样的好消息已经到我们每一个人的身上。
Or do you serve because you hope that God will bless you?
或者是你服侍神，是因为你希望借着服侍神能够祝福你。
Do you essentially lie to yourself thinking, if I put in enough hours, if I help out at church, maybe God will make me right with him?
或者是你自己自欺欺人的来到神的面前，希望说借着你的服事，你在教会里面用许多的时间 在做教会的事工，可以让神与你的关系会和好。
Like, do you think to yourself, maybe if I become more of a good person, then the church and God will accept me?
或许 你觉得说，我如果成为一个好人，成为一个义人的话，教会的会友还有神会更接纳我。
I want to lovingly remind you and call you a foolish Galatian.
如果你是这样子的想法的话，那我想提醒你，你就跟这些愚蠢的加拉太人是一样。
Because that is not the promise of God.
但这不是神的应许。
That is not the gospel.
这不是福音的本质。
See, the gospel recognizes us as broken, wretched, desperate sinners.
福音告诉我们，我们都是破碎的，我们都是罪人，我们是一无所有的来到神的面前。
But there is a holy and good and loving God who wants a relationship with us.
但是这位完全圣洁的神，他愿意与我们有这样子的关系。
And it is possible because of a holy and righteous and perfect Christ who has done the work for us on the cross.
那这位完全圣洁的耶稣基督死在十字架上，就是为了要让我们能够与他和好。
And so for the non-Christians,
所以当我们当中有些还没有信主的，
I will just flat out say, you need to be saved from your sin.
所以我们在这边要告诉你，你必须使你从罪中得救。
See, there's no hiding from your condition.
你无法从神面前逃避你的罪。
There is no, if I can go to church enough times, people will be convinced that I'm a Christian.
你不能告诉别人说，我如果去经常去教会，我就是一个基督徒。
Or that if my kids go and they become good, then that means I'm good enough too.
或者说你的小孩子都来上主日学，经常来，所以你也是一样，也是一个好的基督徒。
I will tell you, if you do not put your faith in Christ, you are still trapped in sin.
我们在这边要告诉你，你如果不信耶稣基督拯救你的话，你还是在罪中。
Because Jesus has freed us from that.
因为耶稣基督已经使我们从脱离了罪的捆绑。
You see, when I grew up, I came to church when I was a child.
当 Eric 长大的时候，他从小就是来到教会。
And I even remember the moment I got baptized, a lot of people were very surprised.
所以当他受洗的时候，受浸的时候，很多人都非常的惊奇。
I remember I was part of the choir and I was sitting right there. In this section.
他那个时候，他坐在前面这边。
And Pastor Linus asked who wanted to stand up and put their faith in Christ, and I stood up.
所以 Linus 牧师那个时候就问说，有谁愿意把 他愿意信耶稣，站到前面来，他就站起来。
And people thought, what the heck? Why is he saying this guy's wearing a choir's robe? Like, is he confused?
很多人说他不是在诗班里面，他为什么站起来呢？他是不是不清楚？
Did he just mishear Pastor Linus?
他是不是跟牧师在呼召的时候他没听清楚？
No, it's because I really believed I, at that time I was living a lie.
他那个时候真的是觉得说，他那个时候是活在一个谎言当中。
That I thought, oh, if I help out with the church enough, I could be right with God again.
他觉得说，我如果那个时候在教会里面多多帮忙需要的事工的话，我可以有跟神有好的关系。
That if I come back to church enough times, I can make up for everything I did wrong when I was away.
所以当他如果来经常来教会的话，他可以在外面做错事的时候，神会忘记他做错的那些事。
Because I needed to be forgiven, and the only way I can do that is to serve.
他觉得他需要饶恕，所以唯一的方法就是要服侍。
And when the moment I realized the gospel is completely opposite of that.
所以当后来他发现神的福音是完完全全相反的。
The moment when I stood up, I truly believed I was now free with an identity in Jesus.
当你勇敢地站起来说我愿意信的时候，他就完完全全的从最终得着了释放，因为耶稣基督。
And when I got baptized, it wasn't a magical journey where everything was awesome.
当受浸之后，不是所有事情都马上的180度的转变，变得非常的美好。
In fact, many scripture, many sayings of Jesus says that it's very difficult to become a follower of Christ.
所以就像基督所警告他的门徒的，事实上要跟随他不是一件很容易的事情。
The narrow gate, picking up your cross, dying every day.
窄门，背起自己的十字架来跟随，天天向罪死，向神活。
But I will not ever trade my life with Christ, with my old life without him.
但是我再也不会回到老我当中，因为我现在已经得到新的生命。
Let's read Romans 4 one last time.
我们再次再来读罗马书四章。
In verse 1, what then shall we say was gained by Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God.
四章一到二节，如此说来，我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕凭着肉体得着了什么呢？倘若亚伯拉罕是因行为称义，就有可夸的；只是在神面前，并无可夸。
For what does the scripture say?
经上说什么呢？
Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness.
说亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
Now to the one who works, his wages are not counted as a gift, but as his due.
四章四节，做工的得工价不算恩典，乃是该得的。
And to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness.
四章五节，唯有不做工的，只信称罪人为义的神，他的信就算为义。
Just as David also speaks of the blessing of the one to whom God counts righteousness.
正如大卫称那在行为以外蒙神算为义的人是有福的。
Apart from works, blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven.
他说得赦免其过的，遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。
And whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord will not count his sin.
主不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。
See, the right kind of faith is believing in the gospel of Jesus.
正确的信是相信神的福音。
Who forgives our lawless deeds.
他赦免了我们一切不法不义的罪行。
He forgives our ungodliness.
他也饶恕了我们不与神亲近的罪。
And he covers our sin.
他遮蔽了我们的罪。
And I want to give you this final reminder.
我想在这边最后的提醒大家。
Is that at the end of your prayer?
当你在最后祷告结束的时候。
I really want you to remember what Amen means.
我希望你能够记得什么是 Amen 的意思。
Because Amen means that you believe in God.
Amen 表示你全心的信靠神。
And Amen means God has counted your faith and belief
阿们也代表神已经算你为义
righteousness，
称你为义人。
Let's pray，
让我们一起祷告。
Father God， you are so good to us。
亲爱的天父，你是对我们如此的好。
That though we try so hard to save ourselves，
当我们用尽各样的方法来拯救我们自己的时候
，That we try so hard to do something for ourselves，
我们试着要做一些事情，使我们让我们能够得着功劳。
God， no amount of work can ever make us right before you。
但是不管我们做什么，没有任何事情使我们能够在你面前靠着我们自己能够称义。
So Father， we thank you for this freedom。We thank you that you have freed us from this burden.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你，让我们得着自由，让我们不再受罪的捆绑。
That we are not imprisoned by a law.
不再在律法的捆锁当中。
But we are made new again by the good news.
我们成为新造的人，成为因着福音的缘故。
And that we can place our faith in your Son Jesus Christ.
我们可以因着信你的独生子。耶稣基督
and it is only that faith that can be counted as righteousness.
也因着这样信，我们只有靠这样信，我们才能够被称为义人。
Not faith in our own works.
不是因为我们自己的工作。
Not faith in other things.
不是信其他的任何的事情。
But in Christ alone.
而是只有单单靠着耶稣基督。
And so thank you, and we can pray as brothers and sisters in Christ.
谢谢你，让我们能够因着你这样子的恩典，让我们能够在你当中，在耶稣基督里面，像弟兄姐妹一样的祷告。
And we can pray all together as one body.
我们可以成为一体来祷告。
We pray in the name of your glorious Son Jesus.
我们靠着主耶稣基督荣耀的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.